Do you ever wake up in the morning and feel like your heart is already being pulled in a million different places? I mean, I do. There's the part of my heart that wants to be a great mom and a wife and a friend. There's the part of my heart that wants to be a really good priest. There's the part of my heart that wants to do nothing but curate houseplants and read books all day. There's the part of my heart that goes out to the suffering I see on the streets as I walk around downtown Houston and the suffering I hear about constantly in the news. Families torn apart by gun violence and the violence of unjust immigration policies. And on top of all that turbulent inward division, there's the constant external competition for my heart. The 24-hour news cycle wants my outrage, social media wants my envy and attention, and the constant barrage of advertisements I'm exposed to each day wants me to want more than I need. The experience of waking life is being pulled apart by incessant demands. The experience of my heart is like a ping pong ball bouncing back and forth between the paddles, and that's when the game is going well. Usually after a few volleys, the ball flies off the table in a totally different direction. I don't know about you, but I'm tired, and my heart is tired. Being pulled apart by competing needs, wants, and desires is part of the human experience. There is an entire philosophical field called ethics that's nothing more than trying to figure out how to justly meet the needs of human experience. Some of the most brilliant women and men who have ever lived have dedicated their lives to some kind of solution to the human situation in which we find ourselves. And yet, here we are, living frayed and unraveled lives. Our hearts are pulled and stretched to the point of breaking. Jesus knew all about our preoccupied, broken hearts because Jesus had a human heart just like ours. Jesus doesn't want us to live like we do, driven to distraction. And so Jesus gave us a teaching about hearts. Jesus taught us, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The first thing to notice about this teaching is what this teaching is not. Jesus does not say, where your heart is, there your treasure will be also. Because friends, that just doesn't work. If our treasure followed our hearts, we'd have about 100 different savings accounts and about 25 different financial institutions, stacks and stacks of worthless penny stocks, and a boatload of credit card debt. Nothing about that existence is like that is sustainable. Instead, Jesus teaches us that where our treasure is, there our hearts will be. Jesus wants us to live differently than we've been living. Jesus holds out a new way of walking through the world. Jesus is offering us wholeheartedness for our heart to be in one piece, for our heart to beat with one purpose. And Jesus is offering us fullheartedness for our heart to be brimming with love, kept safe in the kingdom of God, impervious to the chances and changes of this life. Jesus is offering us purpose, joy and peace, all for the low, low price of everything you own. Guys, I didn't know what else to write because that's what it says. there's nothing hard about this, right? No, it's going to be fine. But actually, I love that our heart will follow our treasure. Do you know why? Because unlike when the heart runs the show, which is a hot mess, and that is the theological term, when we invest our treasure, we get to choose. We can choose where to lead our heart. We do not depend on our heart. We can choose. So we can choose to be pulled apart, or we can choose to do something and live single-heartedly. Jesus offers us a choice. Not a knee-jerk reaction to whatever situation we find ourselves in that day. Investing in the co-creation of God's kingdom is an opportunity to be proactive. And choosing the kingdom works. Becoming someone who is merciful and just is a matter of choice, not of heart. The way to become merciful is to choose to do mercy. So if you decide that you want to be the type of person who cares about our siblings experiencing homelessness in Houston, write an uncomfortably large check to the Beacon. And I promise that you will start caring about issues of homelessness. And if you didn't, the check probably wasn't large enough for you. Or if you want to be the type of person who cares about hungry kids, use your treasure to feed hungry kids. If you want to be the type of person who cares about justice, use your treasure to fight systemic injustice. This is a choice. And I'm not talking just about money. If you are rich in time, invest your time. Use your God-given talents for the service of others. Invest your treasure in the kingdom and watch what happens. Watch your heart heal. Watch your heart become whole. We are so tired and afraid of the unknown. But Jesus has a word for us. One that can speak straight into our broken, harried hearts. Have no fear. Do not be afraid, little ones. For it is God's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Amen.